Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yes, Gerald Dunsmore. I just missed a call from you guys.
Oh, yes. Hi, Gerald. So I did call, and that is because we happen to have also missed a call from you yesterday. And we just wanted to see how we can help you out.
I think we're good, yeah. We're good.
Oh, everything's good now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. But if I'm not mistaken, you probably have left a message yesterday about having questions on one of your leads.
Yeah, I called it back and I played and I listened to it and it's like it was an automation setting up a time and a date for me to go look at their job, and the automation evidently asked what the problem was, and they said it was a hole in the kitchen ceiling and they was from Carmel. Mm-hmm. And then it set up a day and a time for me, and that's, so I called it back, and they're affiliated. The lead was from Angie's List.
All right. That is interesting.
So I don't even know how they're getting on my radar.
Right. Because if it's from Angie's, then they should not be able to call your call tracking phone number.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right.
So what I can't understand is why would they, you know, this was marked as a lead and there was a date for me to be at somebody's house down in Carmel, Indiana on Tuesday of this week. I mean, there was no verification from me. It just kind of just happened.
Got it. And, I mean, your call tracking phone number is only visible on your Google Business profile, Facebook Business page, and website. So there should be no way that they'd be able to call that number through Angie's. So.
Okay. Yeah, but, and then, you know, there again, the scheduling of me meeting and, you know, that was just weird to me there too. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Got it. But have you, I mean, when you try to call it, there was no answer?
It was another advertisement company from what I got out of the recording.
Got it.
It was not a customer's house, I can tell you that.
I see then. It could probably be a spam call, maybe, just one of those spam calls.
A sound call? What's a sound call?
Oh, a scam call? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is a sound call? I mean, if you go to my site and you replay that, you can hear everything that's said. I mean, you guys can do that, can't you? Because you can hear everything that's recorded through your number or anybody that gives me a lead that leaves a message. You guys can hear all that, can't you?
We should be able to. Also, the client dashboard gives you the client dashboard gives you the summary of the call. So, we should be able to identify what the call was for.
Yeah, it's got a summary of it too. And it just shows you, like, whoever was having it, looked like somebody was having a conversation with that client. And like I said, they set up a date and a time and what for and all this and that. And I did, you know, then I call the number back and it goes to Angie's List advertisement.
Right, which is really weird, though. But let's see here. And when was that call, by the way, if I may ask, Gerald?
Oh, I think it was last Thursday, maybe.
Okay, last Thursday. That was the 23rd.
and I think it was the last so-called lead that I have on my leads. This isn't the first time Angie's List has called me through you guys' number either.
That is weird.
And, yeah, and Yelp has done the same thing and tried to get me to subscribe to them for another $300 a month. And I told them, I told that lady no about a half dozen times. I don't know what she doesn't get about, you know, plain English, but
oh,
she finally got it.
The lead I'm seeing here on the 23rd, this seems to be a dental appointment, though.
Well, it's not that one. It's going to be, and I'm driving, I can't pull it up.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be the last, lead that I've gotten. It's going to be the most recent lead that I've got that's on there. And there's a conversation, there's a 14 or 15 second call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go down there, you know, manage the, if you manage that voicemail or whatever that one's all about, it will actually play out word for word, you know, the customer talking and then Angie's List or whoever it is talking and they have a conversation. They set up a date and time, which was supposed to be yesterday, I guess. That I was supposed to meet there with them, and it's just.
And do you still have an active service with the Angie's?
No, nope. If I do, I mean, I haven't paid them for it. I mean, it's been a year. I haven't paid them anything in over a year. So if they're keeping me active, that's on their dime. Which should be, because they screwed me royally when I did use them.
All right, let's see here. I'm actually trying to check further.
So I'm getting leads on my dashboard that are not leads, that are showing up that they are leads, but they're not.
Oh, yes,
so,
and that's the reason why on the dashboard it shows that some of those leads were marked as not a valid lead. Technically, they can be called leads as they have called through your Google business profile. And yes, it is a possibility that Yelp will also be contacting you through the Google business profile. And that is because your business is already showing on Google. Gerald, is what we have discussed yesterday,
okay.
Which is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that would mean, it actually just means you being contacted by these telemarketers or these other companies would actually just mean that the program is working as they're already seeing your business online.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But, yes, the definitely possibilities of such calls that you're going to be getting. In regards to the call that you mentioned, which was which Angie's was involved, I am actually not able to find that. Maybe when you can access the client dashboard and get to identify which call it was or what date that call took place, then I should be able to review it as well.
Okay. Yep, that sounds good then.
All right. But, yeah, unless if you have any other questions, Gerald, anything else that I can assist maybe?
I think that's it. Yep, that's
all right.
It.
And by the way, the only lead that I'm seeing here with a 15-second call as the last call on the 29th was actually inquiring about a drywall repair, which shows that the call was answered.
Huh. I got one job I'm supposed to start tomorrow. That's the only lead that I've got that's notified me through my phone, text, or call.
Got it. I'm actually seeing one here. And this is per the transcription of the last call, the 29th, the March 29th call, where you confirm that Tuesday afternoon will work for you around 2 p.m.
I confirmed it?
Yes, this was a lead, or this actually, this call took place or happened on March 29th.
Let's see, 29th, yeah, at 7:13 p.m.
Right, yes, that's it.
Okay, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, that's your appointment for today?
No, this is the one I'm talking about, what we're talking about right now for 14 seconds, and it was supposed to be scheduled for, I don't know, it was the March 29th one. That is the one, when I called it back, it said something about Angie's List. And that's the one that made the appointment without me.
And this, I mean, you mentioned this is the appointment from Angie's List?
Yeah, let me call this. I'm the recording.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the transcript of the call. It does not say anywhere about Angie, though.
So. Okay, so the call recording, I was not on that recording. Let's see, then the call duration was 45 seconds. Let me listen to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was the call that was dropped. And I try to call it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got somebody from Angie's List. Now, that may have been a lead, but I went somewhere else, too, and it's got a layout, or it's got words of a conversation from somebody that wasn't me and another company, and I can't remember how I got back to that.
And where were you able to listen to that call? I'm actually checking
right.
Each lead that was received. I don't see.
It says history at March 31st, which would have been yesterday. Doesn't work. Changed status to. Yeah, and yesterday I changed the status to not a valid lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how these people are getting in here to call me or what's going on and why I got the call dropped, and then I called right back and no answer. And then Angie's List ad come on the phone, and it was, I was trying to call them right now while we're on the phone, but. Let's see, right here. Let me get back here. Message. Review. Let me just see. If I can, that's not your tracking number. That's my tracking number. Is my tracking number 765-270-3300?
Your call tracking number, let me just confirm. It's, 765-270-3300.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I need to call the 4733. 4733. I'm going to call them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Are you still on the line, Gerald? Hello? Hello, Gerald, are you still on the line? Hello? All right, I am no longer hearing any voice response. I'm going to have to end this call, and I'll be calling right back. Thank you.